Oh, yeah, on the golf show, we see that personality and we see it every time he comes on the Big Sports Breakfast. Hello, Gowie.
Oh, morning, fellas. Only a few more sleeps until the Masters.
Yeah, not long.
Can you believe it?
When do you fly out?
On Sunday we do.
Right, fantastic.
And get over there.
Hey, Gowie.
All that sort of stuff, yep.
I'm coming with you next year. Are you going next year?
Yeah, 100% we are.
All right. Can you get me a deal?
The Greens, go to that website. They're taking a big group next year.
What is it?
Can you get me a deal?
Tourofthegreens.com.au.
Can I be an entertaining type and come on a deal?
Absolutely, there's a deal for you. Well, you and TK don't do anything without a deal.
Wouldn't that be a great trip? Then you'd have two of the great entertainers in the world of sport.
Oh, you're cracking me up.
All right. Now, here we go. Ha ha. Mr. Know-it-all TK. Getting smashed by slats in the tips.
Yeah. I am.
You're there.
Smashing you.
It's round four.
Now, listen. DJ, well, TK doesn't call him DJ because he's not famous enough, but DJ's on fire, mate.
Dustin Johnson.
To. Everyone knows who DJ is.
Don't.
Yes, they do. Go, yeah, Gowie. Sorry.
They do. Mate, yeah, he is on fire, and how good he played last week. And he played a different way to what DJ's played over the years. He didn't try to overpower that golf course, and the reason why his wedges are that much better a year on. He had a problem for the last 4 or 5 years with his pitching wedge to 9-iron. He couldn't hit him within 40 feet. He could hit a 3-iron closer than he could hit a wedge. So him and his coach, Butch Harmon, if you remember, that was Tiger Woods' coach through the prime time. And he's improved his wedges out of sight. He was taking, irons off tees and hitting wedges in the short par fours when guys were taking drivers. So I think it was a very smart play for him. And that's why he's world number one. And he is very Tiger-like. These last, three wins out of the last 6 events is pretty damn good.
Obviously. How do you rate his swing, mate? I mean, it looks good to me, but technically is it what it should be?
No, he's shut. If you look at the top of his swing, he's got a real bowed wrist, and the club face is shut. Mm. But he's so strong and powerful through his mid area that he just holds onto it for dear life. And his arms are like his forearms are massive. So it's not a swing that you would teach anybody. But Tiger Woods, as I've said over the years, that's not a swing you'd teach anybody. Something like Steve Elkington's you would teach. Something like Ernie Earls you would teach. But Adam Scott is probably, how could I not put him in the top of the list? That is perfect. Yeah. So, but it's you can do it many different ways, as I've seen with both your golf swings.
Yeah. Exactly. And Steve Smith's the perfect example in cricket. You're not going to teach his way, but he's just found an incredible way of doing it. Jason Day, mate, preparation hopefully won't falter, but obviously it's going to be tough for him with what's happening with his mother.
Yeah, absolutely. Golf's one of those things you need to really be concentrating in. He needs all the wheels to be turning at the same time for Jason to win. And you can't play with that on your mind. He's heading up there Friday. So he's booked in for a round on Friday. And I guess by over the weekend, they'll know. And that's no different to the preparation that he had last year. He didn't get into the tournament until the Tuesday. It's a long, long week. So going up on Friday, the fanfare is not there. By the time he gets there Tuesday, he's ready to have a practice round and ready to go. So, Adam Scott's the interesting one on different preparation. This year, he's actually playing the Houston Open. He hasn't played for a number of years before the Masters. So let's see if that gets Scotty into playing. I like him this week. He's been working, told the press that he's been working hard at home, hitting a lot of balls and practicing, and now he just wants to play. So.
Okay. So you're tipping Adam?
That's a good thing for Adam Scott. Yeah, I like Adam Scott this week at that place. Interesting one before we go. The Masters, 20 years ago, Tiger Woods won this event and really stamped his authority that I'm going to be one of the best players in the world. Greg Norman was number one at the time. On tour, this is how much difference this guy's made to our golf, is they were playing for about $270,000 a week. Now they play for $1.3. They were playing for $71 million in total, and now they're playing for $285 million. Wow. So there was only 9 millionaires that would make over $1 million in the tour back then, and now there's 93. It could be 100 at the end of this year. So you think one person hasn't made a difference to a tour. Yeah. There was Greg Norman before him. There was Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer before Norman. But this guy has taken it to another level. So why wouldn't every golf pro just love him?
We love him.
Yep. We do. We do. We love you too, Gowie.
Thanks, boys. Phil Mickelson, believe it or not, is my pick this week. Rafael Cabrera Bello is my roughie.
Okay. If he was a Mars bar,
he'd eat himself.
That's right. Thank you, Gowie. Have a great golfing week.